In Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Homer Rodehaver, composer, evangelistic song leader, and soloist, had a way of singing and leading songs that brought out the complete message of that song. One song in particular was one he had composed, "Then Jesus Came." To Homer Rodehaver, every song was an emotional experience to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. The choir sings this song of Homer Rodehaver, "Then Jesus Came." Homer Rodehaver often told this story concerning the gospel song, "I Walk with the King."
My friend was a teacher in the public school. She was famous for her scholarship, but even more famous for her ability to mold young hearts into the right way of living, and for her lasting influence on the students. Then a great cross cast its shadow over her life. Complete paralysis struck her. And for endless days and nights, she could not be moved from her bed. We were having services in her town, so I went to see her. I must admit that as I walked into the quiet room and saw her, my eyes filled with tears, and I could hardly speak. What could I say to this woman, who for so long kept her finger on the pulse of the youth of the city, and who was now, in her old age, cruelly stricken helpless? My friend, some things are hard for us to understand, but we can always go back to God's promise and know that for every dark day and for every tear and privation, there will be the blessing. And when the veil is rent and we see His face, we will be glad to have suffered for him on this earth.
Mr. Rodehaver, I do not feel that God's promises have failed me. I served him for years in the brightness of earth's sunlight, and now that he's seen fit for me to finish my work, I am content. Oh, it's been hard at times, not to walk in the sun as I like to do all my life. But after all, the sunlight of earth is but a reflection from that brighter sun which will never cease to shine.
Her face grew radiant as she spoke, and I, who had sought to cheer her, received an inspiration which I think I shall never forget.
Mr. Rodehaver, I hear the people as they pass my window, and since you and Mr. Sunday began your meeting, I've heard these people whistle the songs you sing. The one I like best is "I Walk with the King." Friends have tried to sing it for me, but I want to hear you. I want to hear you sing it just as you do when you're singing for so many thousands. I like the part about coming into the sunlight.
Oh, soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you he would bring. Come into the sunlight and walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.
About a year later, I heard that my friend was near death and could recognize no one. Though she would not know me, I felt I must go to see her and bid her Godspeed on her way to heaven. I sat down beside her and took her hand in mine. I talked a little, saying what I would want her to hear if she were able. And then, her set face, staring ahead as if she looked away at something which I could not see, suddenly seemed to light up, and scarcely moving her lips, she murmured,
"Into the sunlight. Into the sunlight."
It was not long after that she passed out into that great, never-failing sunlight for which she'd yearned so long and patiently. I often wonder if, as she lay with her senses closed to the world, she had a vision of what God had in store for her. I wonder if the last earthly vibration which her soul caught was that which my voice brought to her, and which awoke in her the echo of her beloved song.
Thank you.
Today's program is based on Songs of the Sawdust Trail by Homer Rodehaver. Listen again next week for another dramatic program of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, produced on the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.